You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Laura has been watching the live stream today for the Epidemic Response Committee and brings us these key notes. Tuesday's Epidemic Response Committee focuses on the health response to COVID-19. On the agenda, Chief Medical Officer of Australia, Professor Brendan Murphy, Epidemiologist Sir David Skegg, Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield, the man in charge, Minister of Finance Grant Robertson, Secretary of the Treasury Carolee McLeish, were all in attendance to discuss the health response to COVID-19 in Aotearoa. The committee begins just 6 days before we will hear a decision on whether we will reduce from alert level 4 and lift lockdown. The number of recoveries has outpaced the number of new cases for several days in a row now. However, we are urged to remember the gravity of the situation. Since this time last week, we've seen an increase of 4 deaths, bringing the total to 5. Chief Medical Officer of Australia, Professor Brendan Murphy, starts off conversations comparing what businesses have been allowed to be open with Chair of the Committee, Simon Bridges, joking that many of his constituents say he needs to get a haircut. In Australia, retail and construction continue to operate and schools shut down primarily because in some institutions, only 5% of the student body were attending. Australia's data suggests that international travel accounts most largely to their number of cases and that community transmission is relatively small. The country is tracking at a similar rate of cases by population in comparison to New Zealand, according to Murphy. Murphy states any relaxation that would occur in Australia needs to have a very strong public health response and the ability to lock down if outbreaks are to occur. Broad testing would be needed and sentinel testing. Murphy's presence at this meeting comes after Auckland's airport chief has called for the New Zealand and Australian government to begin planning a trans-Tasman travel bubble. Murphy said that if a zero elimination strategy was held by Australia, that similar strategies would have been taken to New Zealand, such as the closure of retail stores. Murphy notes the country is using suppression rather than elimination. Elimination is not a viable strategy in Murphy's opinion. There's a narrative around elimination that you can relax once a lockdown would finish, but that is not the case in his eyes. Chairperson Paul Goldsmith made comments that the results had been fairly similar, with cases tracking at a similar rate and seemingly less community transmission than New Zealand. Goldsmith asked Murphy if he would advise New Zealand's government, would he advise the reopening of businesses? Murphy said he'd have to understand the epidemiology in New Zealand before he were to recommend it. Bridges asked for a timeframe, and testing from swap to tracing with Murphy. Bridges asked for a timeframe in testing from swab to tracing, with Murphy stating it takes about 24 hours and the worst results are typically within 3 days. It was 5 days a few weeks ago, but since then they have upsized their health workforce. Later on the subject, Bridges pressed Ashley Bloomfield on his inability to provide that information. Bloomfield responded saying that contact tracing reports have shifted to a digital medium, meaning that the data around how long testing takes to how long results take to how long a person may be infecting others will now be available from next week. Ashley Bloomfield began his section commenting on personal protective equipment or PPE and how he has urged hospitals to make PPE such as masks available to medical staff. However, states there will be the odd case where distribution has not taken place. Bloomfield states that a recent report has stated really good contact tracing can be as good as a vaccine and further that sentinel testing, bracket meaning testing of anyone with symptoms, has begun in 90 different practices around the country. Bloomfield said elimination is the goal and that Murphy's comments indicate the goals between Australia and New Zealand are similar, reducing the number of cases to a controlled number. Putting New Zealand in the best possible position is important before we decide to make any shifts. David Skegg made comments that Australia will be at the same level for about 6 months. New Zealand is expected to shift down from that level sooner and shouldn't apologise for trying to get a better result. He also added it is better not to assume there are better outcomes from Australia. Determinants of wealth or well-being also became a subject for the committee, with Bloomfield acknowledging that economic and social well-being are fundamental to health. Chairperson Paul Goldsmith prompted Bloomfield to comment on his thoughts around Australia allowing retail and construction to continue and the country being in a less severe lockdown. Bloomfield said he has looked to Australia but thinks the comment from Murphy that the Australian government had a big debate and were willing to go harder if necessary was important at this time. In 4 and 6 weeks' time, Bloomfield says physical distancing is still going to be strongly present no matter on what alert level we are. And the goal amongst the government was echoed that as a country we're trying to get to alert level 2 with added restrictions where necessary. Border restrictions should be expected to be in place for the foreseeable future. Bloomfield wanted to make it clear that if New Zealand had done what Australia has done, it's not possible to say whether we would be experiencing the same results, and that epidemiology is informing the choices in Aotearoa. Today's committee began a strong commentary around the health implications of opening businesses and looking to Australia as an example of that. There are pressures on government to provide a strong foundation for if we are to move out of level four, how are we going to protect the public? Tomorrow's Epidemic Response Committee will be largely discussing the media's place amongst COVID-19. A range of voices from the media are on the agenda, such as former Editor-in-Chief of the New Zealand Herald and media commentator Gavin Ellis, Minister for Broadcasting, Communications and Digital Media, Chris Farfoy, and a range of voices from TVNZ, MediaWorks, Radio New Zealand Newsroom, The Spinoff, and more. I wonder why they didn't invite us. Huh. That's all on the Epidemic Response Committee for today. Thank you so much, Laura, for those notes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.